Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Welcome to ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by two of my favorite former Bears, Jim Miller and Big Cat Williams. Guys, first of all, let the fans know what you guys are up to these days.
Well, for me, I do a lot of media. I've got a wife and three kids. I live just north of Michigan, do a lot of Bears pre and post, and obviously do Bears All Access. So it's a lot of fun. I get my football fix, and I always get my football fix when I run into former teammates of mine, and always good to see James Big Cat Williams.
And what are you up to these days, Big Cat?
Hey, man, I'm raising two kids, running a charity, do a little bit of TV work on WTTW, a little radio here and there. So just trying to stay active. Uber driver for my children. That's it.
There you go. When you look out here and watch training camp, what kind of memories come back to you? Good things or bad things, or what comes back?
For me, it's always bad. I mean, we walked into the locker room over here for the new facility, and you know, I remember being in Platteville and all of us being jammed underneath the stadium steps, you know, piled on top of each other with no air conditioning. And I mean, this is beautiful. This is like spring camp right here.
What about you? And I think you hung out with the offensive linemen sometimes during training camp because you're probably the smartest guy around.
Well, I agree with Big Cat because they had the harder jobs and stuff that they had to do and drills and hitting and all the stuff. But I enjoyed training camp. I love the smell of the grass, how they paint the fields, and, you know, just to practice. I enjoyed going through a practice. So I don't know if that's normal to say, but that's normal.
No, that's not.
that's probably where I got my most work other than playing. So that's probably why I enjoyed it so much.
Well, when the pads come on, you guys are in there banging, and he's got the orange jersey on, right? And nobody
exactly,
can touch him.
Exactly. You know, talking about he loves the smell of the grass. He didn't. The only thing touching it was his feet. So, yeah, all right. So, what can you say?
Awesome. As you guys look back playing together, tell me about Big Cat being a leader. What was it like with him leading the offensive line?
I think, you know, I go back to that 2001 team. I mean, leaders like Big Cat, we just had a bunch of good, hardworking guys. When you get a locker room filled with a bunch of hardworking guys that want to win, you know, you see the results of it. And we had a lot of tremendous leaders. You know, Mike Brown, all the players that played. Brian Urlacher was a young up-and-comer leading the defense. And by and large, just good guys that wanted to work hard and wanted to win and definitely would compete. That team wouldn't quit.
What about Jim Miller? I think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think when they signed you, you came in and we said, well, what have you been doing to stay in shape? And I think you said playing softball. So what are your memories of having Jim direct the offense?
Well, you know what? It was great having Jim in there because, like you stated earlier, Jim was one of those guys that kind of hung out with the offensive line. You know, we could go up to the line of scrimmage and we could pretty much predict what Jim was going to do, which helped us out a lot, you know, because we knew if we did what we had to do, he was going to get it out of his hand quick. You know, so to have a guy that can spend time with you on the field and off, that was big for us.
Great stuff, guys. Really good seeing you. And thanks for joining us on ChicagoBears.com.